Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the city of Boston faces a historic race for mayor, there's evidence that lots of people are not paying attention or just don't care. There are six major candidates, all of them people of color. So next November, voters will elect the first mayor in the city's 200-year history who will not be a white man. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports why this election matters not only to residents of Boston, but also to those outside the city.
WBUR's most recent poll on the mayor's race back in April found almost half of those surveyed were undecided about who to support, and a majority didn't even know the names of all the major candidates. But 3.5 months before the primary, some people are paying attention to this historic election. Is it important to you who's mayor of Boston?
Yes, it is.
Chris Francois is 32, black, from Dorchester. He works for the State Department of Transportation and says it's important that Boston will finally elect a person of color.
I think that would be a good message to send out to the residents of color. You know, you can, too, you know, be the mayor of Boston one day, regardless of your skin color.
Francois says he's supporting Acting Mayor Kim Janey and wants her to focus on jobs, particularly in Dorchester, Mattapan, and Roxbury, where he says too many people need them. The five other major candidates include City Councilors Michelle Wu, Andrea Campbell, and Anissa Asaibi George, State Rep John Santiago, and John Barrows. But if Francois is dialed into the race for mayor, he says many people in his neighborhood are not.
You're dealing with a lot more crime and poverty. You know, a lot of people are real hopeless where I live. I don't really see them talking too much about this mayor race. I don't really hear excitement. They don't really think things will change.
On a recent afternoon in Nubian Square in Roxbury, I meet Lee. He didn't want to give me his last name for fear of violating his employer's rules. He's black and says he's not following the race for mayor. The main reason is because he lives in Lynn, so he says what happens in Boston doesn't affect him.
It really doesn't, because their politics are for here. The mayor does for the city. It doesn't do for outside the city people.
But Mark Drayson says the mayor of Boston has a huge impact on surrounding communities. Drayson is executive director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, which promotes collaboration among cities and towns around Greater Boston.
We are interdependent. We have a single economy. We have a single transit system. And the mayor of Boston has an outsized influence on all of these things.
Drayson says that means Boston's mayor can promote policies that affect the entire region. Housing is a good example. Boston is at the epicenter of a regional housing shortage. So Drayson says if the city can address its housing needs, it will benefit other communities as well.
The mayor of Boston has a real ability to get mayors and managers and legislators together and discuss common problems and figure out a common solution. When the mayor of Boston speaks, other people listen. They take it very seriously.
Drayson says the mayor can exert regional leadership on other pressing issues, including climate change, education, and racial equity. Catherine Levine Einstein agrees. She's a political science professor with Boston University's Initiative on Cities. Einstein says as Boston prepares to elect its first mayor of color, it can lead with its power of example and political pressure.
One of the really interesting trends that we're seeing in a lot of very lily white suburbs of Boston is the emergence of groups that are, you know, Belmont fights racism or Arlington fights racism. Boston, in many ways, is positioned to really be a leader in that space.
But it's not a given that Boston's next mayor will be the right mayor to lead in this post-George Floyd moment. With concurrent challenges of a pandemic and widespread economic distress and inequality. So says Michael Curry, the past president of the Boston NAACP. Curry says the six mayoral candidates all bring a lot to the table, but he offers this caution.
Not every great candidate is the great candidate for the moment, and that's where you can mess up.
Curry says interest in the mayoral election is low right now, but he says that's understandable given what the country's been through. 4 years of a controversial presidency, a pandemic, a long, bitter election, a riot at the U.S. Capitol, all of which caused lots of people to tune out of politics. But Curry is hopeful that as we move toward the fall, voters in Boston will tune back in, given what's at stake.
We need to make sure that people are plugged in enough, paying attention to every single candidate and their platform and their vision so that we get the right mayor for the moment we're in. And the moment is a huge one.
A huge moment, not just for Boston, but also for cities and towns across the region. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.